Hello, everyone. We be live. Hi, everyone in the live chat. I see we already have a whole bunch of people here. Thank you so much for being here. Today's show is going to be very entertaining. I am so glad that I found this. I can't believe how easy my job is sometimes. Let me actually see. Okay. Yeah. this is unbelievably stupid video by Daniel Hayraju. I think you guys know Daniel. Most of you know Daniel Hayraju, right? It's the channel Muslim Skeptic. And I just saw this and I was like, yeah, it would be a crime for me not to show this to you guys. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed catching it. And I was like, yep, we have to talk about this on the Atheist Republic channel. Let me see who we have here. Oh, hi, so many people here. You guys are saying you like the cover. A lot of you enjoyed the cover. Yeah, like you like that? Yeah, that's great. I like making it too. Hello from Sweden. Hello from USA. Okay, wow, people are here. Okay, so by the way, we just already got a super chat before we even started the show. I have to check if we get demonetized for this video because we're not going to say anything today that is demonetizable by YouTube. So I don't know if today we get demonetized. I don't know what to say, but I'm going to keep an eye on it. But anyways, thank you for the people who are using super stickers and super chats like Romo here so that we don't have to worry about demonetization. So we could say whatever we want. So thank you for that. Thank you for the support. But let me just play this video from Daniel Hayraju so we see what he's saying. And you know what? I'm just going to play it through and through. And I want to see, pay close attention. I want you guys, everybody in the live chat today, this is practice for you guys, okay? This is like, see if you guys notice something, okay? I mean, it's easy now. Now that I told you that you have to pay attention, it might be not fair anymore because now you know you have to look for something. But now that I made it easy, like, just pay attention to what he's saying, and let's catch it.
Over 100,000 Afghanis were...
You have his audio? Is the audio okay? Everything good? Yeah? Demonetization countdown starts. Yeah, actually, let me double check the demonetization, just see if we're good. I think we're good for now. Yeah, we're so far so good. Yeah, let me just now play. So the audio is good, right, from Daniel.
Over 100,000 Afghanis were murdered by the US and the coalition forces, but 3,600 coalition soldiers died. Now, how many IDF soldiers have been killed in the past 2 months? The number is shocking when you compare it to 20 years in Afghanistan. Estimate is about 3,000. 3,000 IDF soldiers have been killed. After just 2 months, there's been 3,000 IDF soldiers that have been liquidated. So how do you think the Israeli public feels about what's going on in Gaza? Obviously, they don't care about Palestinians, but they're going to feel, especially as the economic situation in Israel grows worse and worse, they're going to be very opposed to the continued invasion and military operation against Gaza.
All right, guys, did you catch it? Who caught it? Tell me. Anyone? Nobody? Okay, let's go through this second by second and let's see the part that he made a big oopsie. Okay, anybody got it? I don't know if he lied. Somebody says about he's lying. I think he's just dumb. By the way, for people who don't know, Daniel Hayraju is a Harvard graduate. So he's a Muslim apologist, Islamic apologist, spreading Islam and, you know, advocating for Islam. But he's a graduate from Harvard. And just let's look at his reading skills. Okay. And again, English is my second language. I was raised, born and raised in Iran. Daniel Hayraju is an American, raised in America, and also a graduate from Harvard, right? So let's listen. Let's look at this, okay?
Over 100,000 Afghanis were murdered by the U.S. and the coalition forces, but 3,600 coalition soldiers died. Now, how many IDF soldiers have been killed in the past 2 months? The number is shocking when you compare it to 20 years in Afghanistan. Estimate is about 3,000. 3,000 IDF soldiers have been killed after just two.
All right. So usually when I want to fact check these guys, I would have to go pull out the article that they're referring to see if they took it out of context. I didn't have to this time. I just have to read what's on the screen. Right? So he said 3,000 IDF soldiers have been killed so far. But let's look at what he's showing on the screen and what he's saying. Oh my goodness. So the beautiful part of this is that he is trying to humiliate IDF, and he thinks like he has such a gut. You're like, oh, Danny Haraju, he just went and compared the numbers, and he was like, oh my god, look how embarrassing it is for IDF. But the beauty of that is that he's being embarrassed, like this is such a self-own, while he's trying to do that to his enemy. Right? Look at this. Let's read it together. The number of Hamas fighters killed is difficult to determine, but the IDF said up to 3,000 met their end by November. What is that? 3,000 Hamas fighters have been killed. 3,000 Hamas members, fighters have been killed. It's like, I don't know how he misread that. Like he misread it once. Okay. Then he went and made this video. While he was making the video, he did the editing, highlighting the part that is talking about Hamas members, fighters being killed. Like he didn't miss it once. He missed it first time, the second time, the third time, and the fourth time while he was putting it on the video, editing it and creating the video as well. I mean, it's really basic reading skills. If you miss it the first and the second time, I get it. But how do you miss it so much and so confidently? Like, oh my God, how embarrassing for IDF soldiers. There's 3,000 of them have been killed. What is the actual number? I think the actual number is like closer to, I don't remember. I might be wrong about this. I think it's about 500 or something, right? But I don't know. Like, listen to this. Again, I'm not making this up. This is a short video that he put up on his channel, and it's still up there. I was worried. I thought, like, okay, by now, you know, because I forgot to download it before this video, before we're going live. And I thought, like, you know, whoa, oh, crap, I forgot to download this video. He might have removed it by now. But no, it's still up there. It's still up there. I'm like, okay, great. It's still up there. He didn't go and remove it. Somebody saying 200, not 500. Okay. Yeah, I don't know the number, but it's not 3,000. It's not 3,000. Like, let's listen to this again. By the way, he makes a whole bunch of other stupid mistakes here that I want to highlight, but this is the best one.
Over 100,000 Afghanis were murdered by the US and the coalition forces, but 3,600 coalition soldiers died. Now, how many IDF soldiers have been killed in the past 2 months? The number is shocking when you compare it to 20 years in Afghanistan. Estimate is about 3,000. 3,000 IDF soldiers have been killed.
Nope.
After just nope. 2 months, there's been 3,000 IDF soldiers that have been liquidated. So
that have been liquidated. Like, look how the language, but if you look at the comment sections of this video, so many people are celebrating. Like they don't look at this. Actually, let me show this to you. So his fans are not really as smart either. If you look at his fans, they're like, after 2 months, 3,000 IDF soldiers have been liquidated. And they're laughing about the language he's using. Like, what is self-owned? So many of these people are supporting the fact that, oh, yeah, liquidated. Take that, IDF soldiers. Take that. Yeah, no, it wasn't IDF soldiers, you idiots. You freaking idiots. You morons, okay? It's your guys. It's your people. It's Hamas. Again, I'm not celebrating Palestinians, you know, dying or anything like that. That would be obviously disgusting. These are Hamas members. These are the people you support, Daniel Haraju, and the rest of your idiots in the comment section of the Muslim Skeptics channel. I don't know. This is so easy. Thank you so much. Like, the arrogance on celebrating this, and also then realizing that it wasn't it's your guys and how stupid you look now trying to embarrass IDF. But I actually, another thing I want to point out, which is what makes the whole thing worse, right? So he claims, look at this part. Actually, let me check if we're still monetized or not. I just want to see at what point YouTube decides to demonetize us. Okay, so nothing so far. Great. So far, we're still monetized, right? So look at this part.
3,000 IDF soldiers have been killed after...
Yeah, by the way, Harvard, I don't know, how are you, how is this guy a Harvard graduate? Like, this is embarrassing for Harvard.
Just 2 months, there's been 3,000 IDF soldiers that have been liquidated. So how do you think the Israeli public feels about what's going on in Gaza? Obviously, they don't care about Palestinians.
Look at this, unbelievable. Obviously, the Israeli public doesn't care about Palestinians. Right, yeah, all of the... Israeli public, the 9 million people don't care about Palestinians, right? By the way, does he know that the Israeli public includes around, I think, 2 million Arabs as well, who are, many of them do care about Palestinians, and also non-Arabs, many Jewish people. I've been to Israel. There are a lot of Israelis that very much care about Palestinians. There are many Israelis within Israel that have institutions and organizations and watchdogs and a whole bunch of other things that are designed with the sole purpose of caring about Palestinians and their rights. Okay, there are even LGBT safe houses in Israel specifically designed to take care of Palestinian LGBT from that are to bring them out of Palestine and give them a safe house within Israel. So yeah, generalizing all Israelis not caring about Palestinians, that is idiotic. But I know a certain group of people that don't care about Palestinians, and it is you, you and Mohammed Hijab and Ali Dava. You have said so. You don't care about Palestinians because, I mean, you do, but you care about them in the sense that you want them to suffer, right? You want them to, unfortunately, you want them to die because you use their blood for your agenda. So it is you who doesn't care. Guys, first of all, let's compare them. You know, Dania Hegaju, Ali Davos, Mohammed Hijabs, I don't know, Smiles to Jannahs of the world, and the level of care that they have for Palestinians compared that to the average Israeli public, right? And then also let's compare Hamas to IDF and the way they operate and how much they care about Palestinians, right? So I know I've seen many Israelis who care so much about Palestinians. There is even many companies within Israel right before October 7th that were making a lot of attempt to make sure that they hire from Gaza. So the government of Israel had issued work permits for people in Gaza so that they could come to Israel to work in Israel, to make money, to take that money to Gaza so that they could increase economic activity in Gaza so that they could help with the peace process and also the de-radicalization process within Palestine, right? So there are a lot of companies within Israel that made it their goal to hire as many people from Gaza because they wanted to contribute with improving Palestinian lives, right? So we have that, and also a whole bunch of other examples that I mentioned. Again, I'm not denying that there are not within Israel, they do exist racist people. They do exist people that have really problematic views. They do exist. But again, I don't just see one side. I see both sides. I see so many great Israeli people that care about both people within Israel and Palestine, that they do exist as well. Many of them exist, right? So again, he's generalizing all Israelis, but I don't generalize all Muslims. There are many Muslims who even support Israel. So I see that. There are many Muslims against Israel. There are many Muslims for Israel. It's not as simple as just doing a blanket accusation on a whole bunch of group of people. But I can say this about the Daniel Hagajus, the Mohammed Hijabs, and the Ali Davos of the world, that they, because of what they said themselves, what did they say? They said that Palestinians are in the best situation they could possibly be. They're victorious. Some of these imams come out and cry about the fact that, like, oh, I wish I was in their situation. They're the best. Their suffering is a blessing to them. Their martyrdom is they're the best situation. Like, we should envy them. We should want to be in the position that Palestinians, the people in Gaza, are. They say that their suffering is uniting Muslims together. I'm not making this up. We have seen on Atheist Republic, we We showing you videos of imams and dawah people that are celebrating the people in Gaza suffering because this is uniting the Muslim world together. That's what they're saying. And it's a great thing. It's a great victory for the people in Gaza as well, because one, their suffering makes them closer to God, and their martyrdom also gets them to heaven. So they're celebrating the suffering of people in Gaza. When I say Islam is a death cult, right? This is what I'm talking about. So they are... Tell me, who doesn't care about Palestinians? The people in Israel who are trying to improve the lifestyle and the quality of life and economic activity in Gaza, or these people who are celebrating the death of Palestinians? The people who act like they're pro-Palestinian, they're actually the most anti-Palestinian people I've ever met. Many of the people who are waving the flag of Palestine, they are the most evil people that are the worst. Their ideology is the worst for the conditions of the people in Gaza, right? And now let's compare IDF, the way IDF operates, to the way Hamas operates. I know that's a very low standard, to be fair. But a lot of people don't support Hamas, and like, oh, Armin, that's an unfair comparison. Of course, anybody would be able to beat that standard. Okay, but I'm talking to these people who are ideological supporters of Hamas, right? You know, Daniel Hagia Jews and Mohammed Hijabs, right? So they say like, oh, they don't care about Palestinians while supporting Hamas, right? Who actively uses human shields and does not deny it. Hamas that, you know, people say Israel is cutting water into Gaza, whereas it's actually Israel who gives Gaza free water, right? Hamas uses water pipes that Gazan people rely on to get water from to build missiles, right? The cement that was supposed to go to Gaza to build buildings, they use it to build tunnels to be able to attack Israel. And while they were using all that cement to build the tunnels for Hamas, they didn't bother to build a single, I'm not making this up, Hamas did not bother to make a single bunker so that when the missiles are coming on Gaza, civilians would be able to hide in the bunkers. You know, the tunnels that they built, they're not for civilians. They're just for Hamas. They don't give a crap about people in Gaza. When Israel allows food to go into Gaza so that the people in Gaza could eat, Hamas takes them, it steals the food, and sells it back to the people. The food that is supposed to be provided for free to people in Gaza, Hamas steals that and sells it back, triple the price, okay, to the people in Gaza. It's unbelievable. When IDF is attacking Gaza, like no military in the world, no military in modern history has done more than IDF to try to reduce civilian casualties. And I know that's hard to believe given the high number of civilian casualties, but that has more to do with the population density of Gaza and the fact that Hamas uses human shields. It doesn't contradict the fact that IDF, more than any military in the world, has done to try to reduce civilian casualties. And again, I'm not denying that within IDF, there are people with problematic views, and there are probably many people within IDF that have done things that we will condemn. There will obviously always be examples of that, and I hope they're investigated and they're found out. I'm talking about the standard of operations of IDF as a whole, not specific examples. And I'm sure I've seen specific examples of IDF soldiers behaving ways that I would condemn, right? But I'm talking about the average performance of IDF. It is beyond, far beyond any modern military in history when it comes to trying to reduce civilian casualties. So yeah, IDF soldiers, IDF as a whole cares about Palestinian lives way, 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 way more than Hamas or these idiots would ever care about. IDF as a whole cares about Palestinian lives more than Hamas sympathizers. So, and the average Israeli people, you know, it depends on which Israeli you're talking about, but there are many. So he talks about, obviously, look, listen to what he said. Obviously, they don't care about Palestinians. No, Daniel, they do. They do care about Palestinians. You don't care about Palestinians.
About what's going on in Gaza. Obviously, they don't care about Palestinians, but they're going to feel, especially as the economic situation in Israel grows worse and worse, they're going to be very opposed to the continued invasion and military operation against Gaza.
And even if that you know, there are many Israelis that will be against that, and many Israelis that will be continuing to support the war. But both of them, both of those are mainly driven because the value for life. Okay. They, you know, a lot of these Islamists, they say this as an insult. They say, we love death more than you love life. And they think that's an own. But you're right. You know, we do love life. And we're proud of it. You guys love death. You're a death cult. And we love life. We did get a super chat. Hey, Roy, thank you so much. Roy saying, I care for the Palestinians very much so. Roy is an Israeli. He's a Zionist. He's been a co-host on this show a couple of times. And he is confirming that he does care for Palestinians and he cares for them very much. Thank you so much, Roy. But obviously, you're a Zionist, so how could we trust you? Again, let's see if we've been demonetized by YouTube. Hold on, let me check. Okay, we're still monetized. Great. Let's look at this other video. Let me go from the beginning. Let's just watch this through and through, and then. So that was the most embarrassing part. The fact that you can't simply have like basic reading skills, Daniel. Again, English is not my first language. It is yours. You are a Harvard graduate. Like, you have to admit, guys, even if you are a Daniel Hayraju fan, that was embarrassing. Like, come on. Like, even if you hate me and you love this guy, that was bad. That was bad. Come on. Like, this was like really a good own for our team. Like, you're right? So, all right. So, let's look at this one.
I think one of the things that really indicates the desperation of Israel is how much more severe they are being when it comes to any kind of censorship. Some of the Israelis are saying that if you say free Palestine, that is basically a call to genocide. That indicates that they have become unhinged. This is why it's so important for Muslims to be online fighting the information war. When the different polling agencies have looked at support for Israel, it's plummeted, like Generation Z. The support for Israel has absolutely plummeted. Younger generations have all this access to social media. Despite all of the heavy censorship that exists on social media, things are still spread. Then support for Israel is just no longer there. This is a disaster for Israel. And that's why they're desperate.
Okay, let me see if he showed this video. Okay, so I don't know what censorship he's talking about. Your videos are everywhere. You are on YouTube. He says there's heavy censorship, and it's true that when it comes to Generation Z, this part of what he's saying is correct. Support for Israel has dropped, but that's negates his point. There is no censorship. The social media is flooded. Social media is flooded with anti-Israeli propaganda, and I don't know what he's talking about. His tweets are up. His videos against Israel are up. Go just look at TikTok. TikTok is flooded with anti-Israeli propaganda. Instagram is flooded with anti-Israel propaganda. There is no what censorship you're talking about. And look at the beginning. Look at what he describes as censorship. Maybe at least if you want what you're saying to be more believable, say false news, like propaganda by Israel, and like say that, because censorship, there's no censorship. But look at what he... There are two embarrassing parts of his videos. I don't know if you guys caught it. So the second one is the worst one. But let me play it again.
I think one of the things that really indicates the desperation of Israel is how much more severe they are being when it comes to any kind of censorship. Some of the Israelis are saying that if you say free Palestine, that is basically a call to genocide.
All right. So how is that censorship? How is that censorship, right? So when people say, first of all, it's not about free Palestine that people say that's a call to genocide. People specifically, mostly, when they say it's call for genocide, is when you say from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free. That is seen by many people as a call for genocide because it was intended to be so. It was intended to mean such a thing. So now I do agree, however, that many people might be chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. They might be saying that not knowing that that is a call for genocide. So I do think it's unfair to say that everybody who says that is being genocidal. A lot of people have no idea what they're talking about when they're chanting that. But that is a genocidal, it was intended to be a genocidal chant that is calling for annihilation of Israel. That chant is meant to do that. But whether that is or not, how is saying that censorship? Let's say, for example, you're saying, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, which is, that is the chant. Like, I don't know who's telling you that, say, free Palestine is genocidal. We say free Palestine. We say free Palestine from Hamas. So he's being dishonest here. Let me actually play that again.
Severe they are being when it comes to any kind of censorship. Some of the Israelis are saying that if you say free Palestine, that is basically a call to genocide.
That is so dishonest. He knows he's being dishonest, I think, here. He knows that that's what people are mostly call a call to genocide, whether fairly or unfairly, is not just free Palestine. It's the whole chant from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. That is, a lot of people who are Israeli supporters, they also want a two-state solution. They want Palestine to have a country. Again, not all of them, but many of them. So a lot of them, yeah, they want a free Palestine. They want a free, independent nation state of Palestine, and they support Israel. So who are all these people that just the free Palestine by itself, they're calling that genocidal? No, it's the from the river to the sea chant, right? But again, even if his claim was complete, let's say Daniel Hagaju was being more honest, and it said, many people say that from the river to the sea chant, that is genocidal. And let's say the people who think that's genocidal, they're wrong. Let's just assume that that is not genocidal. They're just being overly sensitive. What does that got to do with censorship? You're saying free Palestine from the river to the sea. They're saying, holy crap, that is a call for genocide. Both of these people made their point. How is that censorship? If I come and say something wrong, for example, against what you said, is that censorship? Even if I'm wrong? Let's say, for example, I don't know. Like, wouldn't then what everything you're saying be censorship? Let's say I say, IDF is great. It's a great military. They're performing very well. They have high standards. They're trying to do their best to reduce civilian casualties. And Daniel Hagaju comes out like, that is idiotic. Armin is lying. IDF is, evil, pure evil. IDF is pure evil. I'm like, I'm being censored by Daniel Hagaju. He just said what I said is wrong. Does he not know what censorship means? Oh, we got some super chats. Thank you so from Noah saying free Palestine from Hamas and the Islamic Jihad. Yes, exactly. We're pro-Israel and we also say free Palestine. Exactly. Thank you so much for the super chat. And it's from Israel. It's shekels from six shekels from Israel. And Time Space just gave us a... What is this? Oh, it's just no comment. Just supporting us. Just some pounds. Thank you so much, Time Space. All right, let's continue with
that
this.
That indicates that they have become unhinged. This is why it's so important for Muslims to be online fighting the information war.
This one. Oh, my God. Did you guys notice this one? So he is trying to say, like, these people are censorious, which I think he should say instead of that, he should be like, oh, they're spreading lies. That would be actually, I think, a more accurate representation of what Daniel is trying to say. So he is showing on the screen a tweet by Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro posted this picture. By the way, unfortunately for Daniel, he's putting his logo exactly where he shouldn't have, because the main point he's trying to make is now being blocked by the logo that he put on top of the text. But okay, let's look at what he's showing us. So this is a picture of a burn baby, okay, by Hamas. And Ben Shapiro is saying, you wanted a pictorial, I think that means picture related, proof of dead Jewish babies? Here it is. You pathetic Jew haters. Okay, I think we're going to get demonetized. Israel will minimize civilian casualties, but Israel would not allow the pieces of human SHIT who did this to live. Every ounce of blood spilled in Gaza is on Hamas, right? So Ben Shapiro posted this picture, and there was a correction made by Twitter under it, and it said, this photo is AI-generated. And again, AI-generated is blocked by Muslim Skeptics channel, Daniel Hagaju's logo. But it is, and it then continues to say that blah, 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 this photo, read this. Okay, so here's a problem with that clarification by Twitter. The way Twitter now works when it comes to correcting something somebody posts is based on how the users, the readers, correcting it. So it's not like fact checkers, like professional fact checkers fact checking something. It's just that if you post a tweet and a whole bunch of users provide clarification for why it's wrong, Twitter will now just go with that. It's like completely community based now. And this was wrong. This claim that this was AI generated is wrong, right? And it was taken back eventually. Hold on, let me actually show this on the screen. Let me bring this up and also make it larger. Let me see if my mic is still connected. Yeah. All right. So fact checked. Post falsely claims image of burned Israeli child are AI generated. Right. By the way, let me actually bring this back up because it gets really embarrassing for him.
For me.
Look, he then shows that this was a puppy. Look, Daniel Hagaju shows that the image that Ben Shapiro was posting, then he goes to his next post, a post that claims here was the original photo. They used a puppy rescue photo too, and again, the rest of it is blocked. The rest of it is blocked by the logo from the Muslim Skeptic YouTube channel, right? So Daniel Hagaju, who's trying to embarrass Israeli propaganda and is showing us, you know, false information being spread around to defend Israel, is showing us that Ben Shapiro's picture that is posted of the burned baby was originally a puppy rescue. I ask you, why would they use, even if this is correct, let's say Israeli propaganda included an AI generated image of a burned baby to be like, oh my God, look at how evil Hamas is and it's false. Why would you go and use this as the image to use to turn it into a burned baby? Why would it, like, it just seems weird to go look at a puppy image to use. But let's look at actual fact checkers rather than Twitter's community-based fact checking. Okay, let's look at this and read this. Okay. The image shared in the original post is graphic and disturbing. We are not embedding the post due to this image. Again, I'm sharing it because it's already on YouTube. Maybe I should have warned you guys. I'm sorry, guys, about that. I should have warned you guys. Yeah, you're right. But again, that is the image is already on YouTube on Daniel Hayraju's channel, anyways, right? So, verdict: false. This image, the images are not artificially generated. Images of burnt Israeli civilians have been published. Fact checked. Hamas launched a surprise attack. We already know. Let me just read this. On Israel, killing more than 1,000 Israelis, most of whom were civilians, according to the Times of Israel. The group took hostages, including women and children, the Washington Post reported. Social media users have been claiming that images of burnt Israeli children are AI generated. One user wrote, "Holy SHIT, the image that Ben Shapiro tried to pass off as burnt baby corpse was an AI generated fake image." And then it continues, "The image, however, is not AI generated. The original image was released by the Israeli Prime Minister's office and published on Israeli on the official X account of Israel, alongside other images, according to the Times of Israel. The White House reportedly said that it had no reason to doubt the authenticity of the images. Reuters reported video claiming showing Israeli that's another thing. Check your fact also. Can ran the image through several AI image detectors such as Hive Moderation and Hugging Face. These AI detection tools said that the images were created by humans, not AI. Furthermore, the tool used by users to cast doubt on the images authenticity, AR or not, has had trouble detecting images created by humans before, according to Pita Pexel." Okay, so that's that, but let me also show you this. Many X users critical of the image and claimed that it was fake. Community notes. Again, the one that you saw on Twitter, that is not fact checkers. Those are just community notes. What Daniel Hayraju show under Ben Shapiro's post. Alleged that the image was AI generated as proven by Aeronaut.com. A lot of users claim that the image was actually an image from a puppy rescue in which the puppy was then edited. So this user that I cannot use and read their name, pronounce their name, where says, let's say Nitzens were angry at Ben Shapiro for using an allegedly AI generated image to allegedly lie about Israel Hamas war. So let's look at this. The puppy thing continues. Here's the interesting part. Reverse image searching both the original image posted by Shapiro and the image of the alleged puppy rescue on Tiny Eye reveals articles about the allegedly charred babies in Israel and nothing about any puppy rescue. X user StellarMan22 claimed to have made the puppy image as a meme using AI generated puppy. Okay, so the actual AI generation, by the way, here's the thing. Let me be fully honest. This could still be AI generated. All we've seen right now is not that this is not AI generated. What we've seen right now is that there is no proof that this is AI generated. Okay, so what Daniel Hayraju is saying is wrong, because we have no evidence for that claim that this is AI generated. But what we do have evidence for is that the image that they're claiming to be the original image, that is the one that is AI generated. This one that Daniel is showing us as the original image is actually the AI generated from that other image. It's the opposite of what Daniel is saying. It's the very opposite. This is quite embarrassing, by the way. I would be embarrassed if I was Daniel right now. By the way, this was not hard to check. Like, it took me, I think, 10 minutes top to check all of this. And by the way, Daniel Hayraju's channel, let me see how many subscribers that he has. The Muslim Skeptic has 360,000 subscribers. And there are thousands of people that celebrate this content and think that, oh my God, he's a genius. He's so smart. He went and got this, you know, made us aware of all the lies that Israel is spreading. With 10 minutes of research, I found that in both videos that I showed you, it was literally the opposite. It was literally the opposite of what Daniel was saying in both. It's just so bad. This is just so bad. You know? Again, these are the ideological enemies of Israel. And imagine how stupid Generation Z is being right now. Again, hashtag not all, that they buy these things. No level of research required. Just see this propaganda and just accept. Easy.
Nation war. When the different polling agencies have looked at support for Israel, it's plummeted. Like Generation Z.
Yeah. This is the only thing that he said so far that is correct. It has plummeted. But imagine how stupid they are that this propaganda works on them.
The support for Israel has absolutely plummeted. Younger generations have all this access to social media, despite all...
Guys, we need to fight this propaganda, okay? So these channels that are spreading this propaganda are so much bigger than the channels that are, you know, that are responding to them. Oh, guys, we've been demonetized. I don't know which part of what we said got us demonetized. Guys, if you can, please help us out with super chats and stuff like that, or just at least just like the stream, because we just got demonetized. What did we say? What the hell did we say? Like, we're fighting propaganda, okay? Let me just submit a request. And again, guys, the way this works is that we submit a review, and usually usually we get the monetization back after they review it. However, it takes a long time for them to review it and get the monetization back. And by that time, the stream has already gotten most of its views. So it's not going to make much of a difference. So if you want to help us, by the way, when you get demonetized, you also get deprioritized. So less people will end up seeing the video. So the way you could help with that is just by liking the stream. By you liking the stream, more people will end up seeing this video. So please go ahead and do that. So let me just finish this, idiots.
The censorship that exists on social media, things are still spread. Then support for Israel is just no longer there. This is a disaster for Israel, and that's why they're desperate.
Yeah, they're desperate. Okay, guys. Anyways, that was it. That was an easy stream today. It's just, thank you. This is, by the way, Danny Hagaju is the best that they have. There's Muslim Dawah people. Like, they're compared to Daniel Hagaju, like Ali Dawah, Muhammad Hijab, Smile to Jannah, they're even compared to Daniel Hagaju, they're morons. Like, they're all morons, but even by Daniel Hagaju standards, they're so much below his intellectual level. So this is the best that they have to offer. And you say how stupid even Daniel Hagaju is. He can't even read simple sentences. And, you know, the propaganda that he's alleging Israel is doing is basically, his narrative was easily shown to be the opposite of what he's saying, right? So, oh, and thank you, Unicorn, for the super chat. Guys, all these super chats help us not have to worry about the fact that we're being demonetized. It helps us continue to do the show, you know, because we're spending a lot of hours doing the show, and it didn't make sense for us to do this. Every day we're going live, almost every day we're going live. It wouldn't make sense to spend this much time doing this. You know, we wouldn't be able to afford continuing to do without your support. So thank you to Unicorn1620 saying, thanks, Armin, as always. Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting. And again, guys, you don't need to use Super Chat if you want to support without spending any money. You could just like, after the stream is over, please leave a comment. Please also suggest people to come and subscribe to Atheist Republic. Let's get this channel growing. Share this video. Go tell people that they need to. I think we have created a very good anti-BS, anti-propaganda machine here. So please, like, fuel this machine that we have created here, because I think it's one of the most effective channel in responding to nonsense. So please support us and tell people to come and subscribe to this channel. All right, guys. I'm going to head out. Thank you, everybody. And bye. See you next stream. Mwah.